Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 122. The Psalm of David. Temple blessings. Psalm 122. Now it's clear, it's obvious what this psalm is about. I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel, and so on and so on. David is clearly speaking about the temple, not yet built, of course, but the tabernacle and the temple that will be there. Psalm 122 is about the blessings of that temple and the joy in his heart, assembling with the Israelites in the temple in Zion. Now, of course, we know that Isaac Watts, I think he did a tremendous service by setting the Psalms of David into the language of the New Covenant. How pleased and blessed was I to hear the people cry, "Come, let us seek our God today. Yes, with a cheerful zeal, we haste to Zion's hill, and there our vows and honours pay." Zion, thrice happy place, adorned with wondrous grace, and walls of strength embrace thee round. In thee our tribes appear to pray and praise, and hear the sacred gospel's joyful sound. There David's greater son has fixed his royal throne. He sits for grace and judgment there. He bids the saints be glad. He makes the sinner sad, and humble souls rejoice with fear. May peace attend thy gate, and joy within thee wait, to bless the soul of every guest. The man that seeks thy peace, and wishes thine increase, a thousand blessings on him rest. My tongue repeats her vows, peace to this sacred house, for there my friends and kindred dwell. And since my glorious God makes thee his blessed abode, my soul shall ever love thee well. Psalm 122, as written by David. I partly read it. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I will seek your prosperity, and so on. And as spiritualized by Isaac Watts. But let us be clear, my brother and sister, let us be clear here. David is speaking in the day of the Old Covenant. He's speaking of the temple. He's speaking of the priesthood. He's speaking of the sacrifices. He's speaking of the building. Above all here, he's speaking of the building. All these shadows, Sabbath, priests, sacrifices, buildings, incense, all of that, yes, is all there in the Old Covenant for Israel. Watts has rightly brought it into the New Covenant. This is how we should read the Old Covenant. We should read it and bring it into the New Covenant. What do I mean by that? We should see the shadows being replaced by, what? By the reality, Christ. So, the Sabbath, Christ. The priest, Christ. The sacrifice is Christ. The temple, the buildings, Christ, Christ, Christ. What is the temple of God in the New Covenant? The ecclesia. The believers, the individual believer, and then the believers in union together. This is not bricks and stones and mortar. This is not going to church. It's not being attending in church and all that. This is a spiritual assembly of God's people. Temple blessings in the New Covenant. Rejoicing. There is nothing to do with the building, not the house of God, in the sense of a building, but the assembly, the spiritual assembly of God's people. And there's a joy there, there's a pleasure there, there's a delight there, as it was for Israel in the Old Covenant, is for believers in the New Covenant. My brother and sister, this is how we read these Psalms. Not trying to bring everything over apart from the building. We bring everything over and we do the gospel things within the sacred building. That's poppycock. Everything in the New Covenant is a spiritual thing, superseding the Old Covenant shadow. The shadows, Hebrews has very clearly explained to us, and Colossians 2:17 and so on. These shadows are transformed into reality. The shadow is this, the shadow is that, but the reality is Christ. And in that sense, temple blessings. Unbeliever, come into the temple. I don't mean come to church. I mean come to Christ. Now.